Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
And Jesus talk about love, right?
耶稣讲爱。
When a law, a teacher of the law, asks Jesus,
当那些律法师
How do I inherit the kingdom of God?
问耶稣，他这样问说，我怎么样可以承受神的国，天上的国？
And Jesus did not answer him.
耶稣没有回答他。
Actually, Jesus asked him a question.
其实耶稣是反问他一个问题。
What?Does the Bible say?
问他说，圣经上是怎么说的呢？
What's written in the Bible?
圣经上是怎么写的呢？
How do you read that?
你怎么解释的呢？
It means Jesus wants us to read the Bible.
意思就是耶稣呢，想要我们去读圣经。
And not only read the Bible, what is written in the Bible, and how do you understand that?
而且在圣经上所写的东西呢，我们是怎么去读呢？
You must understand.
怎么去理解呢？
You must understand.
我们必须得要理解圣经上的话。
And the teacher of the law,
而且
answer
那个律法师呢，他回答
What is the greatest commandment?
他说是讲了最大的这个诫命。什么是最大的诫命呢？
Anyone knows?
谁明白呢？
爱。
爱。
Celine, you're right. The greatest commandment is love.
最大的诫命就是爱。
Love what? I love my coffee.
爱什么呢？爱我的咖啡。
That's love too, but the English love is different from the Hebrew love and the Greek love. They have different words for that.
但是英文的爱跟这个希腊文的爱跟这个希伯来文的爱是有点不一样。
And the three gospel also talk about the greatest command is love, right?
这三部福音书也都有讲到这个爱。
Okay, who can recite it?
谁能背得出来？
Calvin. The greatest command, love the Lord with.
最大的诫命是什么？背得出来吗？
All your strength,
你的精力
and all your mind,
然后敬意
means everything, your mind, your heart, everything, even your strength.
这你的还有你的力量
That's the greatest commandment.
这是最大的诫命
And love your neighbor as yourself.
还要爱你的邻舍
It's one commandment.
这是同一个诫命
Jesus
连在一起的
They're not divided into two commandments One commandment Love the Lord with all your heart All your soul, all your mind And love your neighbor as yourself
并没有把这两个分开它是连一起的要尽心尽意尽力尽责去爱主你的神也要彼此相爱
Is it easy?
容易吗
Very easy
很容易对不对
Why? Because God is up there
因为神
You are here.
在天上
You say, I love God.
地上我们说我们爱神
And nobody know.
没有人知道
Nobody know.
没有人知道
Maybe God knows.
神知道
So it's easy to say, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, all your mind.
很容易说尽心尽心尽意尽意
And easy to say love your neighbor as yourself.
也很容易说我们去爱我们的邻舍。
Or you just talk to him, say hello.
然后你就跟他打个招呼 ，Hello， 你好。就这样。
Is it that easy?
是不是很容易
？The three gospel, Matthew, Luke, and Mark
路加,
just say love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind. But John is different.
就是说尽心尽意尽力去爱主你的神，但约翰福音就不一样了。
John did not even mention this commandment.
约翰福音就没有提到这个最大诫命。
But actually, he is the expert of love.
但实际上，那个是讲到爱是很大的一个很重点的一个地方。
In John 14, he explained what's that mean. What's meant by love the Lord?
福音十四章里面讲到是怎么去爱你的主，就愿你的全人去爱你的主。
So we turn to John 14.
所以我们呢翻一下这个约翰福音十四章21节。
Now John is a disciple specialized on love.
约翰呢，他是一个很特别强调爱的一个门徒。
He said, "I'm the one who Jesus loved."
他说我是主所爱的。Right?
He did not even ask Jesus to agree with that. Jesus, I'm the one you love.
没问耶稣你同不同意，他自己都直接自己说我是耶稣所爱的。
We are too.
我们也是。
Because Jesus don't have the experience, He died for you.
因为耶稣他是为你而死，可见他是多爱你。
But John explained it to the ordinary people.
约翰呢，他是这样对普通人解释的，就像对我们这样解释的。
So we read it together.
我们一起来读。21节，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Then we read the English. Yeah. Whoever has my commands and obeys them. He is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father. I too will love him and show myself to him. Show myself means I will reveal myself.
向他显现，就是我把我自己向他显现。Reveal.
Now, Jesus not only. John does not only talk about that. John explained what is meant by love the Lord with all your heart.
耶稣，约翰不只是这样说，但他后面还解释出来，22节。
He says, "Whoever has my command, I mean, whoever know my command."
21节就有了我的命令，不只是有我的命令。
First, know my command. Before you obey them, know my command is the one who loves me.
首先你要 明白我的命令，是不是明白我的命令就是爱我的？
Have my command means you have to read my command, study my command,
读我的命令,
and understand my command.
理解我的命令。
First, you must have command before you obey it. If you don't have God's command, how can you obey it?
遵守之前，你得先得要明白。如果没有明白的话，不知道的话，那怎么遵守呢？
If you apply John's definition to love the Lord, it means whoever love my command, have my command, study my command. If all my heart, all my soul, all my strength is the one who loves me.
是不是？就是所有能够明白我的命令、理解我的命令的，全心全意的去理解我的命令的。
Loving God means you must love God's words too.
爱神的话呢，必须得要爱神的话语。
Not only love God's word with all your heart. All your soul, all your mind.
全心你的全意全力。
The problem of the church these days, never nobody read God's word.
今天的教会呢，确实有个问题，他们是不读圣经的。
How can they love God?
那怎么去爱神呢？
How can they have faith? Faith comes from God's word.
怎么会有信心呢？因为信心是从神的话。
How can they have hope?
那他们怎么会有盼望呢?
What do they the hope of glory in Jesus Christ? They don't know anything about that.
他们就不知道这个神的盼望，他们就完全不懂。
But they still say, "I love God."
但是他们
doesn't make sense.
这,
love the Lord with all your heart means know God's word with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind.
全力去爱神。
That's the definition of Jesus.
这是耶稣的这个他的定义。
First, you have to know them.
你首先得要明白他。
You have to study them.
你要去研究它。
You have to understand them.
你得要理解它。
You have to trust them.
你要去信靠它。
Before you can even obey it.
在你遵守之前，这些都得要做的。
Before you even keep it.
在你能够守住它之前，就得要做的。
My son at home, when he was small, he just do whatever he like, he draw on the wall.
家里面，他在墙上画画，乱涂乱画。
My wife said,
我的太太说，
What have you done?
你在干什么了？
What did I do? He said.
但是那个小孩子，
I just do drawing.
就是小孩子说， 我
I'm painting.
这是我在画画呀。
I'm creative.
我在创造啊。
Then my wife asked,
我的太太说，
You're not supposed to do that.
你不准这样做。
But he said,
但他说，
Where's the rule?
这规则在哪里了？
Where's it written?
这你没有说过不可以啊。
Did you tell me don't draw on the wall?
你告诉了我不用不能在墙上画吗？你之前没说过啊。
See?
你看。
Important thing is,
所以重要的是，
without written rule,
没有这个成文的这个律法的话，
you cannot love your mother, you cannot love your home, you cannot love anything.
你没办法爱你的妈妈，爱这个家。
You need to have, when you say love,
当你讲到爱，
you must have standard, you must have criteria.
有个标准，有个界限，你得要知道是什么。
And Jesus said,This is not from my saying. This is God's definition about love.
这不是我说的，这是神的定义，他对爱的这个定义。
It did not come from me. It come from God. Whatever I talk.
不是，只是我说。
It's from God. I don't say things of my own.
耶稣说，我说的不是是从我来的。
God said, "You know, you love me."
耶稣说，你爱我。
You must know my command.
你得要明白我的命令。
Otherwise, it's meaningless.
不然的话没有意义了。
And after you know my command with all my heart, not just know my command with all my heart, because talk about love, right? With all my heart, all my soul.
你明白我的命令，我的心。
Then you can obey it.
然后你就能够遵守。
Then we go on.
然后我们继续往下。
And Judah.
犹大
is one of the disciples of Jesus.
另外一个
He didn't understand what the heck Jesus was talking about. He just said, "Hey,
他对耶稣说
are you going to show it? You're going to reveal yourself to us, and you reveal the Father to us, whatever, right?"
你会向我们显现是吗
？And Jesus would say one more time in the 25th.
耶稣后面又继续说
，When Jesus say it second time.It means very important.
第二次，如果耶稣再强调说的话，那就是很重要的。
Truly, truly, I say to you, it means.
就是他会这样实实在在的。
24.
我告诉你这样说。
Jesus did not answer him. Jesus respond with the same command. Jesus actually teach it one more time. If anyone loves me,
再一次教导，叫人如果爱我的话，
he will obey my teaching.
他就要遵守我的道。
This time emphasis is obedience.
但这次他就强调的是遵守。
You must obey.
你必须遵守。
If you have my command,
如果你有我的道，
you have my teaching,
我的教导。
If you don't do it,
你却不去遵守，
it's useless.
那它就没有意义了。
The Bible says, you know, faith without action is.Dead, nothing.
圣经上说，如果信心没有行为的话，那就是死的。
In James,
在雅各书里面这么说。
23. The emphasis: If you love me with all your heart,
说如果你爱我，全心爱我
，you must obey.
你必须得要遵守。
With all your heart,
全心来遵守。
Not half heart,
而不是半。
Jesus does not go half way.
半个心意。
There's no part-time Christian.
就没有兼职的这个基督徒。
God loves you.
神爱你。
It's full-time.
他是全心爱你。
He died for you.
他为你而死。
Jesus died for you.
耶稣为你而死。
No halfway about that. He's fully committed.
他不是说是半个心意为你而死，他是全心献上的。
To be a Christian, if you be a half-hearted Christian.
作为一个基督徒，如果说你是半信半疑的那种基督徒。
The Bible said, the Holy Spirit said in Revelation, You are neither
启示录里面会说
hot neither cold, you are lukewarm.
神希望你不如你是 或热或冷。
It's useless.
如果你是不冷又不热的话，那就没有意义的。
God does not want us to go halfway, because if your Christian life is halfway, is a castle, it's useless.
神不想让我们就是半信半疑。
Tell your boss, okay, I just go to work, but you pay me full time, I work part time.
你会不会对你的老板说，你付我全职的工资，但我只做兼职的工作？
You came late, you left early.
然后你来上班迟到，然后你下班又早退。
Like the French people.
就像法国人。
And my sister told me, not all French are like that.
我姐姐跟我说法国人工作就是这样。
Just half-hearted.
就是半信半疑工作。
That's why in France, everybody, the government pay for everybody. All jobs are almost a government job.
在法国，那个都是政府出钱给他们。工作，但他们的工作
That's the lifestyle.
全是政府工作。
But we cannot be like this as a Christian. We are full-time Christian. We are totally committed.
基督徒不能这样，我们是要全心的献上。
Otherwise, useless.
不然的话，我们就没有意义了。
You cannot tell your wife I love you. It's just with half-hearted.
你不能对你的太太说，我只是半个。
I'm just a part-time.
半心半意的爱你。
I'm a part-time husband.
我就是。兼职的半心意的这个丈夫
It doesn't work
这不能这样的
If you don't take it serious, it doesn't work
如果你没有认真的去看待的话这是不好的
You must commit to God's word
你必须得要全心的去遵守神的话
21st talk about You must know God's word
你就说先说你要明白神的命令
With all your heart
道全心明白他的道
Take it seriously
然后要严肃的去遵守
Otherwise, that's useless.
不然的话会没有意义。
If you study engineer,
如果你学工程
you just okay. I just study a little bit.
如果你说
you will never graduate.
学一点点，那你就会永远没法毕业。
To be engineer, you have to be serious because you're building building.
工程师，你得要很严肃的去学，因为你要建这个建筑的。
We call us a Christian, and we don't read God's word.
我们称呼我们自己是基督徒，但我们没有读神的道的话。
让个you say I read God's word. How long? Once a week.
你说啊，当个我有读啊，我一个星期读一点啊。
But what did Jesus say?
但耶稣说什么呢？
Man does not live on bread alone.
人不是单靠食物活着。
He lives on every word from the mouth of God.
是靠着神口中所出的一切。
Daily, you have to eat it daily.
你必须得每天读。
And you eat three meals a day, you know, same thing.
你一天吃三餐一样，同样的。
At least you read the Bible once or three times a day, right?
至少每天读一到三次，应该这样。
Or at least once a day.
至少一天一次
，none，
但我们却没有。
So how can God bless you？
这样神怎么祝福你们呢
？How can you know God and follow His will？
怎么我们怎么样去明白神的心意
？How can you have faith？ Because faith comes from the word of God。
怎么样能够会有这个信心呢？因为信心是从神的话来的。
Without faith, without God's word, you cannot have faith。
如果没有神的话语的话。就没办法有信心的。
Romans 10:17 faith comes from God's word.
第十章里面有写到，信心是从神的话来的。
Faith comes from hearing God's word. Hearing comes from
从听到
the Bible.
听到的话，这个道就是从圣经里面来。
Without that, how can you?
但如果没有去这个学这个道的话
，John teaches us
没办法明白。
Very clearly.You must love God's word with all your heart. If you say you love the Lord with all your heart, that's the greatest commandment. That's no choice. Jesus is talking about option. That's no optional. It's a command.
耶稣不是说这是可选的，这是个命令，必须的。
Then my wife really getting smart.
我的太太就很聪明。
All the house he put a piece of paper.
他在墙上。家里的墙上都贴了这个纸条
No more joy
不许画不许乱涂乱画墙上贴了纸条
Then my son has to follow.
我的儿子就必须遵守了。
But we don't follow God. God says, if you love the law, you must love my words.
遵守神，如果遵守神的话，就必须得要遵守他的话。
We love you too. We watch you too all the time.
他说他也爱你们，也没听。
No, you too.
啊？在网上 YouTube.
We spend a lot of time on YouTube.
油管，你花了很多时间去看那个油管 YouTube.
We spend a lot of time on our hobby.
我们去花了很多时间在我们的爱好上面。
For men, you know, hockey games, football game.
就可能是去看那个什么
three or four hours.
这个三四个小时啊，就看这些娱乐的比赛。
We don't spend time.
我们却没有花时间。
Then how can you love God?
在神上面，我们怎么爱神？
If you don't spend time,
如果你不花时间，
how can you have faith?
去爱神。
How can you have hope?
那你怎么会有信心和这个？
The Bible said the greatest three things remain forever.
三样是长存的。
What is that?
那是什么呢？这三样的是什么？
祥全的也算什么？
长存的这三样是什么？
信、望、爱。
爱 ，faith, love and hope, hope and love.
That's most important thing.
这是最重要的。
And when you, Jesus said, "This will last forever." You can take it to heaven.
这是长存的。可以一直到延伸到这个天
国。You take this love, you know, this hope and faith to heaven because you reward it according to your love and faith and hope.
因为是按照你的信望爱，你在天上是有赏赐的。
Another 23rd talk about
23节这里面讲到
，Some people they have God's words.
有些人呢，他有神的道。
But they don't obey.
但他从不去遵守。
Same thing is useless.
这些同样也是。
I know God's word. I know God's word. I study theology.
我学了神学。
I have a PhD.
我还有这个博士学位呢。
But when you look at him, he look like someone you know from the world. He never met. Nobody know he's a Christian.
但是你从这个世界来看的话，他没有人知道他是个基督徒。
That's the problem. We need to obey.
这是个问题，我们得要遵守神的道。
To obey with all your heart.
就全心去遵守。
All your soul.
我们的。
All your mind.
全心全意。
Kevin go to Indonesia. We're going to pray for him.
Kevin 会去印度尼西亚，我们为他祷告。
And to get married.
他在那里会结婚。
When he proposed.
当他向他太太。那个
我想到他的女朋友，
那个
he cannot say I love you。
求婚的时候，他不能说我爱你。
But I don't have any wedding ring for you。
但我没有结婚戒指。
Love is enough。
爱就够了。
Right? I just say I love you。
我就说我爱你。
There's no need for any action。
就是任何行动都不用，什么都不用做。
It doesn't work. You must have something to symbolize this love.
必须得有一个什么东西来预表着你的爱。
To symbolize God's love, we must obey with all our heart.
预表着你对神的爱，你必须遵守神的话。
First thing is you have to start to read God's word more seriously.
学他的话语，认真的学。
You take things seriously, but never on God's word.
你可能是很严肃看待一些事情，但是却从来不是严肃看待。
We all need to study God's word with all our heart, more seriously.
都得要全心去学神的话。
Because the Bible said, if you do that,
因为圣经说
，if you do it day and night, if do it every day,
如果你常常每天去学神的话
，in Psalm, chapter 1 Psalm talk about, is blessed is the one who.Love God's word, delight in God's word day and night.
喜爱神的律法的，
What's the result?
重点思想的。
Whatever he did,
他无论做什么
，will be prosper.
他都顺利。
I will be prosperous.
顺利。
God bless the one who love God's word.
祝福那些爱神
话语。 And also the one who obey God's word, with all their heart.
也是全心遵守神话语的人。
God does not need your intelligence, you are smart, all these things. God just need you to love the Lord with all the heart, to know His word of the heart, and also to obey with all your heart.
你遵守他的话。
24. He who does not love me will not obey.
不爱我了，就不会遵守我的道。
You say, hey, okay,
I, 你说，
哎 ，I'm too busy，
我太忙了。
Duncan, you know,
Duncan,
you can do it, but nobody can do it.
你可以啊，但是我
Or maybe, maybe Michelle can do it. She studies theology.
她可以，她是读神学的
，right，
对吧？
But Jesus did not say that. Jesus said,
但耶稣没有这么说。
That's not an option.
这不是选可选的。
I'm the wine, you are the branches.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
You must remain in me.
你必须得藏在我里面。
All the time.
藏在我里面。
He who remains in me.
若藏在我里面的话。
Means my words is in him.
的话藏在他里面。
When you pray.
当你祷告。
And God will answer.
神会回应。
Whatever you pray, God will answer because you read His word.
祷告什么，神都会回应，因为你说的，你祷告的是神的话。
Because you pray according to His will.
因为你是照着他的心意，他的旨意去祷告的。
And you will bear much fruit.
然后你就会多结果子。
Then you are my disciple.
Hey, 那你就是我的门徒了。
That's a lot of benefit. If you want God to answer your prayer, you read God's word and pray according to God's word.
你明白你学神的话语，你按照他的心意去祷告。
God will answer.
他就会回应你。
Whatever you pray,
无论你祷告什么
，He will answer your prayer.
他都会回应你。
That's a lot of benefit.
这其实有很多好处的。
If you read God's word,
如果你读神的话,
and you have confidence in God's word,
你在他里面有信心,
and then you have faith,
你就有了, 你就有,
when you have faith,
信心, 你有了信心,
and God will reward you,
神就会赏赐你。
How do you have faith? Because you read God's word.
你如果有这个信心呢? 因为你读神的话。
How does God answer your prayer? Because you have faith.
为什么会回答你的, 会答应你的请求呢? 是因为你有这个信心。
Because faith comes from God's word, you need to know it.
这个信心是从神的话来的。
And you need to do it.
神的话去遵守它。
God wants you to pray.
神想要你
according to His will, according to His word.
按照他的旨意祷告。
God wants you to do.
神想要你
to keep His word in your daily life.
去遵守。
If you don't know
他的话，每一天，如果你不明白的话
，you are not loving Him.
你就不是爱神的。
He who does not love me will not obey.
不爱我的就不遵守我的道。
These words you hear are not my own; they belong to the Father who sent me.
你们所听见的道不是我的，是差我来之父的道。
Jesus tells us, if you don't read God's word,
没有读神的话
，if you don't obey God's word,
没有遵守神的道。
Means what? Means you don't love God.
意思就是你不是爱神的。
That's serious.
这是很重要的。
If you don't love God,
如果你不爱神
，What can God do?
神会做什么呢
？God have to give you a tough time.
神只会让你经历一些、受一些苦恼。
To bring you back,
好让你会回来。
God has to discipline you.
好。因为这也是神
Because he loves you,
管教
he want you to follow him.
他爱你，他让你去遵守他，遵从他。
And God wants you to have faith.
神想要让你有信心。
Then that's why he has to teach you the lesson.
为什么他会给你一些、教训
？Then you know you need to rely on him.
所以你要去依靠他。
You need to connect to him.
你要跟他连接在一起。
You need to remain in him.
你要藏在他里面。
That's why, you know, you have to start
为什么你得要学习？
You can start tomorrow.
你明天可以去好好学习。
It's actually very easy.
其实很容易。
You pick up the Bible.
你拿起圣经。
You read one of the God's promises.
你读其中一个神的应许。
Whatever you know in the Bible.
任何圣经里面有写到的。
Yeah, the Bible says, okay, and rejoice always.
要常常喜乐。
Then you just do it.
那你就遵守。
Very easy.
就喜乐。
You don't have to be a study to be a PhD to follow.
你不需要去读那个什么博士后的那个神学的东西。
Jesus said, Paul said in Thessalonians, rejoice always.
在帖撒罗尼迦书里面讲到说要常常喜乐。
Then you just do it.
那你就喜乐，遵守。
You ask God give me the joy because you said that you want joy. I want to obey it. Give me joy. Then God will give you joy.
神，你就祷告说，神啊，你给我喜乐，神就给你喜乐，就这么简单。
But you say I'm not happy now.
那你说没有，我现在我不开心啊。
Why? Because you don't read God.
为什么？因为你没有读神的话语。因为很简单。
Joy is from the Holy Spirit.
因为这个喜乐是从圣灵来的。
The fruit of spirit is love, joy, peace.
这圣灵的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
To have joy, you need to pray.
所以你要有喜乐的话，你得祷告。
And whatever you pray according to God's will, God will answer.
无论你按照神的话语祷告什么，神都会给你。
It's exactly because you don't have joy now.
那你说我现在没有喜乐。
Then you ask.
哎，那你就是要求。
The reason why you don't have a joy every day is because you never pray, never ask God.
没有喜乐是因为你没有祷告。
You never ask.
你从不向神求。
Because joy is a command.
因为喜乐是个命令。
Do not worry about anything.
不要为明天忧虑，不要为什么忧虑。
In anything, present it to God.
把任何的这些忧虑交给神。
The peace of God will come to you.
就是神的平安会来到你。
Again, when you pray,
当你祷告的时候，
God's peace will guard your heart and mind, Jesus Christ.
神的这个平安会是在耶稣基督里面去引导你。
Well, everybody know this Bible.
这不是大家都能够明白这个。
Philippians chapter 4:4.
圣经上这句话。
Everybody know.
四章第四节这边讲到说。
Everybody know.
大家都会看见
，But nobody does.
但是没有人却去行。
You don't ask. You did not ask.
因为你没有去求啊。
That's why every day we don't have joy.
这就为什么每天你没有
喜乐。We don't have peace.
你没有平安。
We don't look like a Christian.
我们就不像是个基督徒了。
Jesus is not something very complicated because this teaching is for someone they don't even have school.They are for ordinary people. Most of them are farmers.
很简单啊，其实耶稣讲这些道了，那些听道的那些人，他们很多是
slaves, farmers.
他们是奴隶啊，他们就是一个农夫。
Jesus wants you to ask, it will be given.
耶稣要你去求，
seek, you will find.
寻求你就会寻见。
Lock the door, will be open for you.
叩门就会为你开门。
And the Bible said, God the Father is very nice Father. He will not give you a stone if you ask for bread.
这天父的话呢，他是蛮有慈爱的。你向他求这个饼，他不会给你石头。
Ask for a fish.He'll give you a snake.
鱼，他不会给你蛇。
He not only will give you, he'll give you the best.
他不只是会给你，而且给你的会是最好的。
Matthew chapter 7:7 talking about.
马太福音第七章七节就讲说，你求。
Next week.
下一周。
Or even tonight.
甚至晚上，今天晚上。
If you're not happy.
如果你不开心。
Either because not happy with your wife, with your husband, with your son, with anyone,
with
your boss,
或者你的老板
you just pray to God.
开心，你就说神啊
，give me joy.
给我喜乐
Because God will give you joy.
因为神会给你喜乐
Unconditionally.
是无条件的喜乐
From above.
是从上头来的
Supernaturally.
是超自然的
It's not unlimited, unlimited by time and space.
是不限量的，不受时空限制的。
You will have it. You
must 会得着。
You ask for joy.
所以你就是要求。
The joy of the Holy Spirit will come to you.
这个喜乐，这个喜乐就会来。
Regardless, you say, hey, I'm not happy, it doesn't matter. You ask.
你就是求，无论是什么样的境况。
God's joy is something different because God's joy is you can even rejoice in your suffering because God's joy is supernatural.
甚至在患难中也可以向神说，因为这个神他的恩典是够的。
And the peace God is supernatural, you just ask.
神的平安也是会给你的。
Or you ask the angel will guard your heart and mind.
求
in Jesus Christ.
他就会保守你的心，在耶稣基督里面保守你的心怀意念。
God means what does it mean? God, God means a military term means He'll send the police around you.
保守呢，就像这个军队里面这个术语一样，就是他会派军队来
to keep you at peace,
围住你。
Guard your heart and mind,
就是让你有心里面。
All you need to do is
守住你的心。
Even you have
唯一要做的就是
you have a greatest problem of your life, but God still can give you joy and peace because.He wants you to ask.
你即使有生活中最大的困难，神仍然可以给你仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Jesus said, "In this world you have, in this world you have trouble, but in me you have peace."
你有苦难，但是在我里面你有平安。
All you need to do is ask.
你唯一需要做的就是向他求。
And obey.
然后遵守。
It's not too tough.
这不难。
Another thing is in Thessalonians and chapter 4, 16, 17, 18, the second one is rejoice always, pray unceasingly. Pray unceasingly.
不住的祷告。
Always pray.
不住的常常祷告。
Why God wants us to always pray?
为什么神要我们常常祷告呢?
Just the teaching, the vine and the branches.
这是就是耶稣讲的这个葡萄树和枝子的这个比喻。
Remain in me, remain.
所以要藏在我里面。
All day long you pray.
就是你整天都有祷告。
You pray 50 times a day.
五十次祷告。
You probably, a lot of Christians probably pray once a week.
就有些基督徒，很多基督徒可能一周只祷告一次。
Our church is better, maybe.
我们教会会
once a day,
可能是一天一次。
But still not good enough.
但还不够。
You need to keep praying.
你要不停的祷告。
Remain in me.
叫藏在我里面。
Remain in my word.
叫藏在我的话语里面。
Remain in my prayer.
叫藏在我的祷告。
If you do God's word.
如果你
knowing God's word, you remain in God's love too.
如果你读神的话语的话，你就藏在神里面。
That's the vine and the branches.
这个就是葡萄树和枝子的这样一个关系。
Justin, do we have John 15 there?
就翻到那个
John 15,
15,
15,
15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15
15,
start
with 5. 第五节。
Oh, see. 我们看。I'm the wine.
You are the branches.
你们是枝子。
If a man remains in me, I am him.
藏在我里面的，我就
bear much fruit.
藏在他里面，他就多结果子。
Do you want to bear much fruit?
你想要多结果子吗？
You want to be productive Christian?
你想成为一个很有
You want to be happy?
人吗？
You want to live every day like a Christian, a happy Christian, rather than a miserable Christian. You focus on God's word. You don't focus on the problem. If you focus on the problem, you feel miserable. You replace the problem with God's word. God's word is powerful. God's word can overcome. That's why you must fill yourself with God's word. You must saturate yourself with God's word. Immerse yourself with God's word. It's like swimming, immerse yourself.
这个游泳一样，你要进到神的话语里面去。
Because if you do that,
因为你这样做的话,
you will have faith.
你就会有信心。
Because the God's word is certain.
因为神的话是确定的。
You repay the doubtful thought, your doubt with God's word.
你的怀疑,
certainty,
疑惑,
faith.
就会被神的确定给代替。
Second, verse 6. If anyone remain in me, he is not remain in me, he is like the branches.
不藏在我里面,
will dry up.
他就是像枝子被丢在外面会枯干。
That's why sometimes we feel miserable, but all the time, because we don't remain ourselves in God's word.
就是为什么有的时候我们很悲惨，因为我们没在神的。
We don't pray at all.
我们甚至不祷告。
Unless the house on fire, you pray.
除非是房子着火了，你会祷告。
Unless something happened, you pray.
可能是有些事情发生了，你会祷告。
God wants you to seek first His kingdom.
神要你去先求他的国。
Talk to Him first.
是先跟他说话。
And we usually wait until all the problem.
我们很多时候确实会知道我们出问题了才祷告。
You said here, you know.
你看这里说了,
you feel tired. You feel not happy because
你很累了，你不开心。
You don't have God's word in you.
因为你没有神的话,
you don't read God's word.
你不读神的话,
you don't do God's word.
你不做,
you don't love God.
遵守神的话, 你不爱神。
It's serious, you know. Means you don't love God.
这个很严肃的，说明你是真的不是爱神。
You're wishy-washy Christian.
你就是半信半疑的基督徒。
We need to be better.
我们需要做得更好。
It's not difficult.
这是不难的。
Start to read God's word, study God's word, and obey God's word.
我们学神的话语，然后去遵守他的话语。
If you remain, verse 7, if you remain in me,
第七节, 如果你藏在我里面,
my word is written in you.
我的话也藏在你。
Ask whatever you wish,
你凡你所愿意的,
it will be given to you.
祈求就给你了,
it did not say,
他并没有说,
you pray first. No.
你先祷告,
if you remain in me,
他说你先,
when you have my word in you,
藏在我里面, 我的话也藏在里面,
you ask according to God's will,
然后你按照神的,
it will be given to you.
祷告, 他就给你成就,
then you bear much fruit.
然后你就会多结果子。
And you become my disciple.
然后你就会,
you're really my disciple.
是我的门徒, 你就真是我的门徒了。
It's simple. You just read God's word.
你读神的话语,
keep God's word, do it.
遵守神的话语,
and you become God's disciple.
然后你就成为神的门徒。
Whatever you do today,
你无论今天做什么,
you know God wants you to do this, it's in the Bible.
只要你这样做,
at least you know a lot of Bible. But you don't do it.
你明白,
but you must study it, understand it,
and
do it.
明白, 学习, 然后去行,
that means you love God. Means you are productive.
然后你就会很有效率。
God promised you much, much fruit.
神已经应许你，你会多结果子。
And you are really God's disciple.
然后你就是真是神的门徒了。
所以, we must know,
我们必须得知道,
to love God means,
我们爱神,
expressing the faith through love. The Bible said, you know, Paul said, when you say your faith, I believe in Jesus, you must express it through loving God.
我们的信望爱呢是通过这个神在他里面去
Why through loving God?
展现出来的。
Why? Because you have to, the faith is through reading God's word.
因为这个信心呢，是从神的这个
When you reading God's word, doing God's word,
当你,
you have certainty. You have certainty.
你就有这个确信,
you have faith.
你就有这个信心,
When you have faith,
当你有信心的时候,
God will reward you.
神就会赏赐你。
They're related. Love,
这是相关联的。
Means study God's word. God's word gives you the faith.
就是学神的话语。
The faith will give you the hope.
有信心，信心会给你盼望。
So we read one more Hebrew.
所以我们再读一下这个希伯来书。
Hebrew chapter
11, 第11章第一节。最后一个，
对，希伯来书 11:1
第一节，信就是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
Faith is being sure.
这信就是一个实底。
Being sure
是个确据。
Being sure what we do not see, being sure what we hope for.
是你未见之事的确据。
Or being certain.
是个确信的。
You want, when you pray, you want to be being sure.
当你祷告的时候，你想要有一个确信。
You want to be certain.
你想要有这个确定。
That's called faith, right?
这就是信心。
And Verse 4,
然后呢第四节
Verse 3,
第三节
By faith we understand
因着信心我们知道
God created the world
神是这样造这个世界的
Go to verse 6
我们到第六节
Without faith you cannot please God
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦
Believing is seeing
信
is not believing God wants you to have faith in him。How do we have faith? How do we have faith?
你怎样才有信心呢？
Because anyone who comes to him must believe.
反到神面前来的人必须有信。
God is with you.
信他。
God's with you.
他与你同在。
And he'll reward.
他就会赏赐。
Reward those who seek him.
赏赐寻求他的人。
We want those seek him, earnest seek him.
就是他会赏赐寻求他的人。
Earnest seek him means the one who really love him with all his heart, all his soul, all his mind means the one who really study his word, obey his word.
这个就是真的就是全心全意去爱神的人，就是
会 those people.
就是会很渴慕的去读他的话语的。
We can easily,
神会赏赐他们。
We can easily,
我们可以轻松的看见，很容易看见。
If you have God's word,
如果你有神的话语，
seek him with all your heart,
就去全心的去寻求他，
to study God's word,
去学神的话语，
then you will have certainty.
然后你就会有这个确信。
Your faith will be certain.
你的信心就会有这个确据。
Because faith.
因为信心
is not moved by your feeling.
不是靠感觉的。
Faith is moved only
信心是完全
by God's word.
神的话语。
You must anchor on God's word.
你必须得要定在神的话语上。
To have faith.
你这样才有信心。
You don't have to be powerful to feel powerful to be powerful.
你不需要说我感觉到我很有能力你才有能力。
You are powerful because God says so.
是因为神这么说了。
You anchor your and anchor your belief in God's word.
锚定你的信心在神的话语上。
You align yourself in God's word.
你跟神的话对齐。
You build the foundation in God's word.
你把你的根基建在神的话语上。
Your faith.
你的信心
means.You are full of Bible.
意思就是你充满了神的话语。
Your certainty, while you pray, certain what you ask for. Verse 1 again.
你再回到第一节。
Why are you certain of you? Because.
为什么你会有确定你祷告时你有这个
Why are you certain? Because the Bible says so.
为什么？因为圣经上是这么说的。
There's 7,000 promises in the Bible.
圣经上有7,000个神的应许。
Your certainty come from the Bible.
确据是从那个圣经里面来的。
You must anchor yourself to God's word.
必须得把你自己定在神的话语上。
Fill yourself with the Bible.
让你自己被神的话语所充满。
And saturate your whole being.
就是充满你整个人。
With the commands of God.
就神的旨意充满你整个人。
Then whatever you ask will be answered.
你无论求什么，神都会答应你。
And that means you love God too.
这就是爱神。
Your faith is very certain too.
你的信心就会
Because faith comes from God's word.
因为信心是从神的话语来。
And you anchor on God's word.
然后你却定在神的话语上。
And your faith is built, is generated from the Bible.
你的信心是由这个圣经来
The more you know the Bible, the more you study the Bible, the more your faith you have.
你阅读神的话语，阅读圣经，你就越有信心。
If you full of Bible,
如果你充满了
in your mind,
在你的心思意念里面
whatever you ask will be answered.
你无论求什么，神都会答应你。
Why? Because you have faith.
因为你有信心。
The faith is based on God's word.
信心是在神的话语上的。
So we must anchor ourselves to the Bible.
我们定在这个神的这个圣经上。
To love God's word,
爱神的话语
means love God.
就是爱神。
Love God's word means love God. Also means
爱神的话语
You have faith.
也就等于是你就有。
Whatever you do, you will do it according to the Bible.
你按照圣经。的话去做
Then you don't need to look at the circumstances.
你就不需要去看这个环境了。
You don't look at the feeling.
你不需要看你的感觉了。
You know you are right because the Bible says.
你知道你是对的，因为是圣经上是这么说的。
You don't need to feel powerful.
你不需要感觉到我很有能力。
You are powerful because the Bible says so.
你有能力是因为圣经上这么说的。
God will give you the strength to do whatever.
去做任何事情。
Philippians chapter 4:13.
腓立比书第四章第十五节。
You can do all things.
你一切都可以做到。
Through him.
是靠着他。
Who give you strength.
能给你力量的。
And.
然后。
Why are you always happy?
为什么会有你常
常 Rejoice greatly in the Lord. Rejoice greatly in the Lord.
就是在主里面大有喜乐。
Paul has to learn it too.
这保罗他说他也在学。
Chapter 4 again.
在第四章里面。
Philippians chapter 4 again.
再次说腓立比书第四章里面又再次说。
Paul said, I have learned to be content.
我学会了怎样去得饱足。
I have learned to be content in whatever situation.
我得在各样这个处境上。
I learned the secret.
可以得饱足。我学到了一个秘密。
What's the secret?
什么秘密呢？
The secret is that I have faith in God.
这个秘诀就是他在神里面有这个信心。
What faith?
什么信心呢？
4:19.
这是第四章。
Philippians 4:19.
十九节。
I believe the Lord will supply all my need.
我相信神会供应我一切的需要。
According to His glorious riches in Jesus Christ.
按照他在耶稣基督里面这个丰盛，他能够供应我。
God will supply my need.
神会供应我的需要。
I believe that.
因为我相信。
Then I can rejoice.
所以我就喜乐。
See, if you know the Bible, you don't have worry.
你看，你有了这个神的话语，你就不会有这个忧虑。
Because God is blessing you.
因为神祝福你。
God don't have to give you problem because you have Bible. You know why you give problem.
神不需要给你麻烦困难，因为你有圣经。
He bless you, so you bless other people.
他要祝福你，好让你也去祝福别人。
But most of us, you know, they want problem.
但大部分时候我们都会遇到困难。
Not have problem.They want a problem.
他们是想要困难。
They don't read anything about God. They don't love God anything. God, the only way to God is to what? He has to give you something. He has to bring you back.
所以神就不得不会让你经历一些困难，好让你会回头。
The only reason God give you problems is because He want you to get close to Him.
神给你困难的唯一的一个目的就是让你会回头。
He loves you too much.
他爱你，他非常爱你。
He has to keep you there through problem.
他不得不让你去在这个困难之中。
To correct you.
好让你会会调整。去重新回转归向他。
Then you start to read the Bible, you start to trust him, you start to pray.
然后你就重新去学圣经，然后开始去祷告。
And
然后
the problem's gone.
问题就解决了。
Because you learn it.
因为你学会了。
So God's delay sometimes is part of God's plan.
有的时候呢，神延迟呢，是他本有的这个计划。
Part of his love.
是他爱里面的一个计划。
He loves you too much to let you go.
非常爱你，所以不得不让你。
He cannot remove that because you haven't learned. You haven't learned.
因为你还没有学。
Not like Paul. Paul has learned.
不像这个保罗，保罗他已经学了。
Whatever situation he learned.
无论什么样的情况。
But if we don't learn,
但如果不学的话呢
？Problem will come.
问题就会来。
The problem is to love you, to discipline you, so you will come back to him.
这个问题困难呢，是为了要管教你，好让你会回来。
If you don't learn this time,
如果你这次没有学的话
，God will have another plan for you next time.
神还会有下次，还有别的计划来训练你。
So don't challenge God.
所以不要挑战神。
God is waiting for you.
神在等候你。
You think you're waiting for God to solve the problem?
你会说我在等着神给我解决问题呢。
Actually, God is waiting for you to change.
其实反过来是神在等你。
You need to change.
你需要改变。
If God take away the problem, you won't change.
如果神把这个问题给拿走了，你就不会改变。
It's easy to change. Easy to take away the problem.
神要拿走这个困难是很容易的。
It's hard to change you.
但是改变你的心却是很难。
So God loves you, that's why.
所以神爱你，这就是为什么。
Your problem remains.
你的困难依然还在。
You must learn more.
你必须得要更多的学习。
You must rely on Him.
你必须得更多依靠他。
You must walk with Him.
更多的跟他同行。
So you see, you know,
所以你看
this is so important to read God's word to follow means to love God.
你看读神的话语去遵从他。
If you don't love God, what would God do? He will try to.
你不爱神的话，神会做什么呢
？He'll do something.
他会做一些事情。
To make you come back to him.
他会让你回头。
Because to love him is for your benefit.
因为这个爱神的话呢，是为了我们的益处。
God does not need anything.
神是他都不需要。
And he loves you. He wants to give you the best.
他想要爱你，他要给你是最好的。
So.It's good for us to follow the Bible.
对我们有好处。
Read the Bible.
让我们去学神的话语。
Because you will be blessed.
因为你会蒙福。
And it's not good when you disconnect yourself from God.
其实当你跟神脱离开了
，You dry up.
没有好处。你会枯干。
Start tomorrow.
所以明天我们就开始。
Even start tonight.
甚至晚上。
Even start now.
甚至就现在。
Read God's word.
读神的话语。
If something you will disobey God today, do the opposite, obey.
所以，如果你有些不顺服神的，你就翻转过来。
If you're not happy now, you have no peace now. You just ask.
所以你现在有平安有喜乐，你就求问神。
God will give it to you.
神就会赏赐。
And all the other thing is the same.
这其他的也都是一样。
Just remain in Him.
所以就常在。
Pray 50 times a day.
就每天五十次祷告。
And follow him every day, every moment.
每天跟从他，每个时刻都跟。
Walk with him,
跟他同行。
Then your life will be blessed.
你的生命就会充满祝福。
Thank you.
感谢你。谢谢，谢谢大家。